You know, it's something that many children go through at this time of year, back to school, being extra clingy around their parents, and psychologists call it separation anxiety. And tonight there's going to be a public forum to discuss ways to handle it. It's organized by Anxiety BC and the BC Psychological Association and the Vancouver Public Library. And to tell us more about it, we're joined by Dr. Carla Fry. She's one of the registered psychologists attending tonight's discussion. Good morning.
Good morning.
What exactly is separation anxiety?
Separation anxiety is a situation when a child has an extreme difficulty separating from the parent, going to almost any activity. Of course, the most common at this time of year, we're going to be talking about separation and the difficulty going to school, but it could be going to any activity outside of the home. It could even be, in more extreme cases, a situation where the child has a very huge emotional reaction just when the parent goes down the stairs or goes to the restroom, and very frequently when a child will not sleep by themselves.
Where does this come from?
Well, separation anxiety, and then its big brother, separation anxiety disorder, which we can talk about, the differentiation between the two of them. Any of the branches off the anxiety tree, how I talk about mm-hmm. it, anxiety is the beast, which is the trunk, and each different branch, whether it's phobia, whether it's separation anxiety and whatnot, it all comes from the same core, which is anxiety, which, of course, is a complicated little formula between heredity and environment.
And how does it affect the children?
Well,
apart from we've seen them have tantrums or whatnot, but...
Yeah, well, it's really difficult for kids to handle in terms of their self-esteem and their confidence to do things, because most often, you know, their heart is racing, they're sweating, they're crying, they're screaming. They bring attention to themselves if they're in public, and people will react to them as if they're super sensitive all the time. The child has a lot of racing thoughts, which, you know, they tend to bleed into other areas. The racing thoughts are around, I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't handle it. And most frequently they're thinking about something about themselves, about their own fear, like I might die, or they're thinking about their mother or father's death. And that episode, when they're freaking out, when they're right in the throes of the reaction to it, of course, it spreads throughout the day and makes them more anxious and less able to play with friends, less able to learn at school, if we can get them to school. So it's really wide-reaching in terms of the effect that you ask about.
Now, what can the parents do, or are they part of the problem? I mean, can they do anything to exacerbate this by their actions, or can they do anything to lessen this effect on their kids?
Yes, both. Okay, so let's speak to possibly first what parents can do. Luckily, in terms of all the anxiety issues that a child can face, this is one in which parents can have a really huge positive impact fairly quickly. And it sort of leaks into your other question about what can parents do to make it worse or keep it going. But so the primary is the parents involved have to get a hold of their own anxiety, because the more anxious and, oh my gosh, what if Junior's going to freak out now, that a parent is, the more that any child, I don't care if we're talking about a 2.5-year-old or if we're talking about a 12-year-old, feels that and feeds off of it. So, for example, when a parent is to go and drop off a child, the parent has to have set in their mind exactly what they're going to say beforehand. Preparation is really important. And the pass-off needs to be such that the parent is thinking in their own head, Junior can do this. And you know what? I can do it. I can say one goodbye, give my hugs, give my love, and walk away without the, like, should I go, shouldn't I go, should I go, shouldn't I go. But beyond that, beyond the parent's own anxiety and a plan, is making sure that the child knows exactly what anxiety is, that funny feeling in the tummy, that little throbbing in the head, that when your heart is beating like crazy, it isn't actually anything bad happening in you. It's just your worry. So a lot of each child, of course, experiences anxiety in a little bit of a different way. However, making sure that the child knows, oh, that's that worry thing. That's not actually me being unable to leave mom or unable to leave dad. That takes some special finagling in terms of word choice, and of course it's going to be described differently if you've got a little guy on campus or it certainly is more frequent than it happens at 5 or 6 or...
Carla, we've talked primarily about elementary school kids.
Yeah.
What about university kids that go away and leave home for the first time?
Yeah, well, depending on the personality and their past experiences with being away from home, it can be huge. It can be absolutely huge. There's a lot of kids that end up not making it through the first semester, not just because of separation from home, but anxiety in general. But there's no doubt it affects them. You know, it's a smaller amount than school-age kids, but high school kids and university kids experience it too, for sure.
Now, what about separation anxiety disorder? You said the big brother of all this.
Yeah, well, it's pretty much similar to anything that becomes a disorder. It's all a slippery slope. And when a child's socialization is hugely affected, when their family functioning is hugely affected, when their educational functioning is hugely affected, and it goes on for about a month and a half, that's when it becomes diagnosable, as it were.
So what are you doing tonight?
So tonight, I am on a panel at the Vancouver Public Library downtown, the big branch, in association with the BC Psychological Association and Anxiety BC, and we're going to have a free public forum in which a great video that Anxiety BC has just put together is going to be screened, and then there's going to be several of us panelists taking all sort and manner of questions. So it's going to be really personalized, and we're going to do everything we can to help as many families as come out to problem solve this, to head it off at the pass.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to it. Thank you so much for your time, Carla.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Dr. Carla Fry, registered psychologist here in Vancouver. And for more information about tonight's free public forum, you can get some links on our website, cbc.ca/early edition. That's cbc.ca/early edition. 14 and a half minutes before 6 o'clock here on CBC Radio 1.